Good evening, folks. Welcome to the local football show, New Post. I'm Pete Plastic Papathanasiou. Along beside me this evening is Russ Gibbs. Good evening, Russ.
Good evening, Pete. How are you going over there, mate?
Nervous as always, but, you know, we'll get there. And Lee Gordon. Good evening, sir.
G'day, Pete.
Thanks, Lee. We've actually joined in the studio with a special guest tonight, one of the Canberra United players, Sasha McDonnell. And we've got a massive half hour. We're going to talk about what's making news in Canberra tonight. If you've got a football story in Canberra for us, please contact the show. We're on the web at www.nearpost.blogspot.com.
Hi, my name is May. I am 7. My favourite soccer player is Lucas Neal.
If you're going to the near post,
arrivez première.
Okay, so in some local news tonight, Ned Zelic and Ivan Slavic will be on ABC Stateline with Tim Gavel this Friday at 7:30 p.m. So that's ABC on Friday night. Ivan Slavic flies interstate this week to meet a mysterious A-League investor, and we'll have the full story for you next week. Meanwhile, on the 6th of November, a night with Ned Zelic, Danny Morris and Ivan Slavic at the Deakin Club in Deakin will be on at 5:30 p.m. Free food, come along, show your support for the A-League bid, and ask a few questions of these three wise men. The Canberra A-League bus trip will be on for the Sydney FC versus Perth Glory game. I believe that is in December, around Christmas time. Go to the website www.ateam4canberra.com. Sign up and show your support for a Canberra A-League team. It's now or never, everyone. Kofi Danning scores twice as the Sydney youth team defeat Melbourne 2-1. And in some Canberra United news, I believe Lee's going to tell us about that.
Sure am, Pete. The A-League Foundation members get free entry to the W-League game, so sign up. Canberra United lost 2-1 to Newcastle Jets in their W-League opener. And Caitlin Munoz?
Munoz, mate.
Oh, thank you. Is out for at least 3 weeks with a knee injury, which is no good at all. Six other United players are missing this week for the game against the league favourites, Queensland Roar. The Canberra game is live on ABC at 4 p.m. Saturday, so if you're not going to Brisbane, turn the telly on. Sam Munro has headed to Saudi Arabia for the under-19 young Socceroos duty as an attempt to qualify for the World Cup. Canberra FC missed out on a New South Wales Premier League place, no surprise there. New South Wales couldn't organise a quality football program if they tried, we're only joking. And in Canberra, a new radio show is to start on Sunday week from 3 to 5 p.m. every Sunday on 2XX, that's 98.3 FM, right here in fact. It starts Sunday football, which is more football than you can ever dream of in the Canberra airways, with hosts galore.
I think it's best we slowly try and take over this station, actually, to squeeze it out of any programming content other than football.
No, it's only a matter of time, Pete. And finally, Players FC offering training for anyone from 3 to 14 years of age, most nights of the week, and you don't need to be a member of the club. So go to players.wordpress.com.
Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links.
Okay, so I think we've got some more Canberra United. Just some more Canberra news there, Russ.
Just a bit on the Canberra United injury problems that they've got at the moment. I was told today that Helly Crawford had a knee operation. She'll be out for 2 to 3 weeks. Caitlin Munoz had a scan on her knee yesterday and they confirmed her worst fear. She's got a grade 2 medial ligament tear, likely to be out for 3 weeks, hoping to be back for round 5 return against Adelaide. And Bronwyn Stubman, Ashley Sykes and Christine Walters all missed the match on the weekend as they're away with Young Matildas. But better news is Sasha McDonnell, who rolled her ankle on the weekend in the first match of the season against Newcastle Jets. She's our special guest this evening. Good evening, Sasha, and welcome to the studio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent, it's good to have you here. And the first question is first, how is the ankle?
Yeah, it's travelling all right, actually. I thought it was going to be a lot worse from when I did it, but day by day it seems to be getting there, so hopefully I'll be fit for the game on the weekend.
I mean, you're missing training tonight to be with us. I mean, obviously that's such a bonus for you.
Yeah, I'm sure that is.
And the coaches obviously wouldn't be too happy with you missing training, but obviously you think you're going to be okay for the weekend.
Yeah, that's Robbie, but yeah, it's all good. He's all sweet with that stuff, so
Did he have the frozen peas on the ankle soon after you left Newcastle? Or?
Yeah, I had the foot in the ice bucket, so that's a bit painful. Yeah.
Frozen peas, I find, work much better, actually.
So on the weekend, just to start with that, you scored a goal after 2 minutes, quickest goal ever scored in the W League so far, on the back of scoring the last goal in the NSL. Are you going to make a habit of this?
Yeah, hopefully. It's always good to get on the score sheet. Takes a lot of pressure off you as a striker, as it's always good to get on there and just let you more concentrate on the game and upcoming games. Yeah.
And it was a decent performance on the weekend, even though you went down 2-1. You did create a lot of opportunities. What was the general feeling in the dressing room after the game?
It was a little bit disappointing knowing that we should have come away with the 3 points, but it's a positive look for the next upcoming games, and I definitely think that we're a top four side, and I think we've got a lot more to come, definitely.
And it's going to be going to get harder again this weekend. You're playing against one of the competition favourites of Queensland Raw. Let's talk about a team that's probably very close to you, what with you being from Queensland. How do you think you're going to go this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. We're just going to be able to do whatever we can and hopefully maybe come away with a draw at the least. It's hard with a lot of players out, but that happens in soccer and you just got to get on with it. And we have a strong squad and I think all the girls can step up for that.
The Queensland team themselves, do you know an awful lot about them? Which of their players, their many Matildas, are the ones to look out for?
Yeah, they definitely have a few. They have a very strong back line, so that's going to be a tough line to get through, but I definitely think that we can. And a few of the girls in the midfield, like Ish and Loz, they've been there before and hardworking. And yeah, Kim and Polks and Shorty, definitely. So yeah, it's going to be a big game.
It's a big, strong squad they've got. And yep. It's a chance for everybody to see Canberra United for the first time live on television. Do you think all your friends and family will be tuning in?
Yeah, definitely.
Cheering you on?
Yeah, all my family back in Cairns. Hopefully they get to watch the game because they won't be there. But, yeah, it's a good chance for everybody to see what talent that there is in Canberra.
Sasha, I'd like to take you back to last weekend, actually. I believe there was it in the first or second half you squared a ball back to Amy Chapman? Who ballooned it over the crossbar?
Oh, yeah, there was a few of them.
Right. Okay. Well, my research is a little lax here. So, have you made your mind up yet to never pass the ball to Amy again in front of goal?
No, I'm sure I will. I'm sure she'll get it in eventually.
Yeah, but let's say you do go down that path. At what point do you start to poach her goals? So, for example, if she's got a clear shot on goal, she takes the shot, you duck in and get a boot on it and claim her goal that way.
Well, hopefully she gets it in first time.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Is the operative word. I understand that Katie Gill was the girl who scored the brace for Newcastle.
Yep.
Yeah. And she had some jet lag. She flew back 22 hours from Sweden and got back on the Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah. So is there any thought of Robbie Hooker maybe incorporating that into your training regime?
Yeah, maybe.
It's clearly paying dividends for Katie.
Yeah, you can get us on a few flats overseas and that won't be bad.
A little story. My very first training session for the ANU Football Club was when I got back from New York. I flew via Japan, you know, one of those cheap tickets where they put you, you know, in an airport for 6 hours. And I got back at noon on the Wednesday and we were training that night. And I went to training. People say it's been my best session ever. I have not performed as well as I did in that very first session.
Pete, can you actually remember the session?
That's irrelevant to my performance that night.
I think it's because you're playing on memory most of the time.
I'm a goalkeeper, mate. I play on instinct. The crowd of, was it 1,100 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that, you know, what you expected?
Well, the stadium wasn't, I don't think they could fit really many more people in there.
So it was a good atmosphere?
It was a good atmosphere, and we had a lot of Canberra supporters up there, which is a good sign as well.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And there was no flight or anything involved? It was a bus trip up and back?
Yeah, it was a long bus trip home.
It was a good bonding opportunity, I imagine, you know. How many hitouts have you had before this one, last weekend?
A couple of us have come to camp before then, and other girls have been away, so it was Saturday was our first training session all together, so that was kind of hard as well. But
Saturday,
I think we gelled together really good.
Yeah. People are aware of their positions. You know, it almost goes unsaid. But, you know, I know I come from a club where, you know, some of the coaches have said the best way to boost team morale, particularly early in the season, is to have a pre-season trip.
Yeah.
So did you treat this trip away in any sort of capacity as a pre-season trip? Or it was strictly professional?
Yeah, it was kind of, we just wanted to get down there and get the job done. Unfortunately, we didn't, but we got a few positives out of it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the 2-1 is an exceptional result, you know, for a team that only trained, you said, on the Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
I've been told that you're an interstate player. A lot of the Canberra interstate players are flying in to Canberra for training for games. You've decided to move down here for the competition for the whole 12 weeks. Why did you decide to do that, and what made you do that?
Well, my work up in Brisbane was pretty easy going, and he said I could have the time off to go and concentrate on my soccer, and I thought it was a good opportunity after coming back from a year off, and it just allowed me to concentrate on it more, and I think I've made the right decision coming down here, and the girls are really welcoming and Robbie's looked after us heaps, so yeah.
So had you been to Canberra before?
Yeah, we've had a lot of Aussie camps down here in the winter, so it might have been a different decision if it was during the winter, but I'm glad it's bit hot up here.
Going to be a
at
bit
the
warm.
Moment.
It's going to be a little bit warmer for you. The players that you played with on the weekend, obviously you've had hitouts with them before, in some of them in terms of your time that you've spent with the Matildas. How does that go with the Matildas? How have you enjoyed your time there? You've played 5 games with them so far, managed to score a goal. How does that feel for you to be a Matildas player?
It's a great opportunity to play with them girls, and just hopefully I get the chance to play with them again, and it's very enjoyable to play with quality players like that and to play against players like that as well.
So have you had the opportunity since the weekend to take a look back on the game, on the video at all? Has there been any sort of sessions where you've had a chance to look at that?
We had a quick look of it on the way back on the bus, and had a look at the opportunities that we missed and things that we can improve on. But we haven't really sat down as a team and looked at it.
Can I ask what other videos were on display on the bus? You know I'm going to ask you this. And, I mean, you know, this is just to get an insight into how the team, you know, operates behind the scenes.
I think we had a few funny ones on the way up there. Blades of Glory and Ace Ventura.
That's not funny. I've seen Blades of Glory. It's a really... Ace Ventura I haven't seen.
How can you not have seen Ace Ventura?
Yeah, I know. You know.
You could borrow their DVD. They can lend it to you.
No, but nothing like, you know, Bend It Like Beckham or Goal or...
Sometimes I think it's just good to get your mind off the game.
Particularly
to watch
just
other stuff, yeah. Yeah, on the way back, I think we watched Sex in the City.
Hey, so that's
quite good.
I won't say that's an underrated show, but I'll just say there's something in that for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Hi. I'm Tom Samani, coach of the Matildas. You're listening to The Near Post on 2XX.
Thanks, Tom. We'd just like to ask you, Sasha, a little bit about your, you know, career leading up to this point in Queensland. So you said you started playing when you were 7?
I grew up in Cairns, playing my junior years down up in there. And then at 16, I moved down to Brisbane, and within a year I was in the academy. And, kind of went from there.
Mm-hmm. And, has there been a discernible change in, I mean, maybe it's too soon to tell this, but in the way the old NSL teams were run and, you know, now the reborn A-League for the women's? I mean, obviously a big change in the men's.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot more publicity and a lot more people to the games, and it seems more like it's a semi-professional league, as before it was just go away and play a few games, and now it actually is a league and it kind of means something, and it's an opportunity for younger players, up-and-coming players, to watch people that they look up to that we didn't really have when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
We ask this question to everybody that comes in, but what got you involved in football in the first place?
My cousin played it, and I had a training run, and then, I started playing soccer from then. I did a lot of athletics and running when I was younger, and soccer just bring that feeling that I wanted to continue doing it.
So did you go through the normal female route of having to play with boys when you were a bit younger?
Yeah, definitely. I was the only girl in my team up until about I was 12, and then I started playing in the senior women's team. So, yeah, that was definitely good for my football as well.
When did you get your first call up for the Young Matildas?
The age of 18.
And since then you've played a few matches for them?
We went to qualifiers, a few qualifiers in Asia, and then we went to Russia for the Youth World Cup.
The most exotic place you've been to? Both maybe from a football perspective and otherwise?
Well, Russia was definitely different. It's very historical, and you don't really go over there unless you're for a reason.
What time of the year was that?
Oh, it was in their summertime, so it was all right.
Okay, so only a foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, just that. I've only really been to a few places in Asia, so they're kind of all the same, really.
Growing up, you said you played in the boys' teams. Your cousin was the person that got you really involved in football. Did you watch much football when younger? Did you have a team that you supported or any role models that you aspired to be like?
I didn't really watch it when I was younger. I'm more into watching it these days than when I was younger. I just enjoyed playing it, I guess.
Who's your team you follow now?
Probably Man United.
Good
I
work.
Like Ronaldo.
No, it's Tottenham Hotspur, isn't it?
Not after this season.
they had a win last weekend.
Their first or their second, sorry. Their second win. Their second win?
Was their second win. They did win a cup game somewhere along the track.
I was actually thinking the other day, do you know what a Spurs fan does after he sees his team win?
No.
Apparently he turns off his Xbox.
Doesn't always happen on my Xbox. So you've, like I said, you watch a bit of football now. You said you support Manchester United. Which one of the players in that squad impresses you at the moment?
Definitely Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's got that flair about him, and that's what I like in a footballer.
So if people haven't seen you play personally, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Which player in the English Premier League would you say that you remind you of?
Oh.
What's your game based on?
A bit of an aggressive kind of striker.
Last weekend's game would have been right up your alley. I heard it was, a really, really physical game of football.
Yeah, it was definitely. I'm trying to tone it down a bit and more just concentrate on the game. But it was pretty feisty.
Oh, did it start to get personal?
Sometimes it does, I think. But that's just what happens on the field.
Were there any girls in the Jets team that you'd played with previously?
I played with Cheryl, Joey Peters, Amber, Katie Gill,
okay.
All in the Matildas, yeah.
How was that, Sasha? Obviously, you're a speedy forward. I remember watching you in the World Cup in Russia.
Yeah.
And you come against one of the best defenders in the world, Cheryl Salisbury. What was that like for you?
It's always good to get around her. That gives you a bit of a confidence.
And obviously, you're much quicker than her. Are you able to, does Cheryl have any strategies? Give us a bit of the insight there. What does she do to slow you down?
There's a bit of shirt pulling and body checking and that kind of stuff. But she's really good in the air, so anything that comes, it's hard to even get to because she's so tall and solid and stuff.
So obviously, with your pace, the team went out on the weekend. Robbie Hooker give you a particular strategy or tactic to the team, how to play you?
We've got quite a pacey team. We've got a lot of fast girls, so it was a lot of balls over the top, through balls to the corners and that kind of stuff.
Ashley Sykes, one of the fastest players. in Australian football, I think, as one of the squad members.
Yeah.
And also Amy Chapman is pretty quick.
Yeah.
And there's yourself. Who else are the quick players?
Kara's pretty quick. No one's really known or seen of her, but we've had a few races and she can beat me, so
I hear
that's
the goal
not something I like to say. Yeah. But yeah. There's a few girls.
So that's what Canberra United fans coming to the first game, they can expect a fast United team playing balls over the top. That's kind of going to be the style of play, do you think?
Definitely.
Stop giving the tactics away.
No, I'm just trying to find out the tactics myself.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's one of our strengths, so we use that to our advantage.
You staying on the Newcastle game on the weekend, you obviously injured your ankle, and there's a picture of you on the web rolling around with a grimace on your face. Have you copped a bit of that at training?
Yeah, just a little bit. I haven't actually seen the photos, but I've heard about it. But that's just what happens, I guess.
Has Robbie? I don't know if it's too soon to tell, but is there a big threat in this league? Is there a team that, you know, yourselves and Newcastle and most of the teams are looking at as, you know, the team that's going to be the hunted?
I definitely think Sydney are the team to beat. Their game was televised on the weekend and they've just got quality players throughout their team and their squad as well. So they're definitely going to be a hard game.
Is Perth going to be one of the easier teams?
They've got with Collette and Devana, they're two quality players. So they're two players that can really hurt you. So you need to shut them down and that. But
I don't think Devana played last weekend, actually.
Yeah, I think she was out with an injury, maybe.
She's back. Yeah. She's back soon. Bearing in mind that these teams haven't played together before, has Robbie got a team of people analysing the opposition? Did he send you out on the weekend with any sort of knowledge of how how Newcastle were going to play?
Yeah, definitely. He's the assistant coach for the Matildas, so he knows a lot of them girls and he knows what their capabilities are and what their strengths are and what we need to shut down in the game so we don't concede goals.
And how did he respond on Saturday after the game? What was his message in the changing room afterwards?
Just positive feedback to that we definitely can win our next few games and get up into that top four position to put us in semi-final contention.
Do you think there'll be some shooting practice going on at training tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
It's a good performance for the girls, really. I mean, it's their first hit out, Lee. We've spoken about it before before the show. They've gone down 2-1 against a side that's played, I don't know if they've played any more friendlies, but they've got a decent squad together. What's your thoughts on it at the moment?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I think we've already touched on it. I think it's a good head out. It's very early days and some really promising results. So I think there's a lot to look forward to. I think this weekend's challenge is going to be an enormous one, but I'm sure they'll rise to the occasion.
I know we're here at the Sunday Football Show. We haven't even started yet, but we've already put our feelers out there. And, I mean, you know, I like the name Canberra United. And, I don't think we've had a Canberra United in the history of Canberra. Have we, Russ? Can you think of a...
Not a Canberra United team. We've had a few others, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had like Canberra FC. I mean, that was we have one now, obviously. But I think it's good that they've... Sorry?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
You know, they've resorted to a traditional name, you know, like a Manchester United, something like that. But I still think it's a little bit bland. So I know we've tried on the Sunday Footy Show. We want to come up with a nickname for you.
Well, with our jerseys, we're a bit of green machine, I guess.
No, but you can't.
Very green.
You can't.
We
take
can't take
green.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. So we do actually have a nickname for you, but we can't announce it tonight. You know. So we need to have people, you know, a reason to tune in. I mean, they're going to tune in a week and a half's time when you play Central Coast because we on the Sunday Football Show will be broadcasting that game. Russ will be out at McKellar. We'll have a preview show half an hour beforehand. Russ will call the first half, a halftime show. Russ will call the second half, and then we'll have a wrap-up. So that's a big day of football because your game kicks off at 5 p.m. We're going to be doing the pre-game at 4:30, and the Sunday football show is going to kick off at 3 p.m. So that's like 5 hours of football on a Sunday. And you doubt me when I say that we're slowly taking over the station.
It's an awful lot of football, isn't it? We're going to have a bit of help with the calling. We're hoping to get a special guest in, a couple of special guests to co-commentate with ourselves, and it should be a good day.
Yeah, yeah. So I think with that, we'll wish you all the best. Hope you bounce back from your injury 100%. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think it's great that Canberra's got a football team in a national competition.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're very well supported, so I hope everybody can get down to our first home game because it does give you that advantage over the other team.
Yeah, yeah. And I read about Tom Samani saying he was really impressed with the standard of play.
Yeah.
The Newcastle-Canberra game was particularly physical, but the play was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's promising for the future. So the better football we play, the more crowds we get, the bigger the game gets.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Sasha. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Hello, I'm Laurie McKenna from the Central Coast Mariners. You're listening to The Near Post on 2XX 98.3 FM.
Just to wrap the show, we're going to talk about the Canberra A-League bit. Russ, I had lunch today with Ned Zelic and Ivan Slavic.
Yeah, and I hear you've got some news for us that came out of it.
They're going to be on ABC State Line on Friday. But basically, the bid's going ahead. They're still trying to raise the money. Hopefully, have a big announcement on Friday and the Ned Knight next Thursday, invitation for everybody to come along and join us, find out a little bit more and show your support for the Canberra A-League bid. We've got the Canberra United team in. It's fantastic. It'd be fantastic if we get the Canberra A-League team in.
I think it's true that all members of the Canberra A-League bid will have free entry to the women's Canberra United games?
Yeah, that's right, Pete. So people who have signed up as foundation members can get free entry, and we're expecting a big crowd out, hopefully, to watch the first game, Canberra United. I know there's been a lot of interest around town, not just from the young girls and their parents. It's interesting to see that, you know, this team is attracting, you know, the young girls and their parents, but also a broader audience as well. So it's going to be good.
How many members are we at now?
We're at exactly 802. So, that's fantastic for a team that doesn't exist. But, one of the key attractions also is they do get free entry to the women's game. So, it'd be great. And it is great that the women's team is the first team in the National League because it gives, after women's football doesn't get the priority, if you've got a men's team in there first. So I think it's fantastic for Canberra that we've got the women's team in first. So we encourage everybody, buy your foundation membership, support the A-League and get out there and support the women's team. Fantastic.
Absolutely, and I think we should do that. And basically, staying on that fact, we'll just wrap up quickly with the results from the Women's League on the weekend. Canberra United going down 2-1 to the Newcastle Jets. Canberra United's next victims, Central Coast Mariners at home, they've lost 2-0 to Melbourne Victory. Queensland Roar beat Adelaide United 4-1, and Sydney FC beat Perth Glory 4-0. But I believe that's about us for this week, Pete.
That is us. Thanks a lot, Russ. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Sasha and to Eamon for sitting behind us and pressing all the right buttons. Cheers.
Near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.